こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、中国政府は6月より広東省深センの人々の香港への旅行回数に制限を設けることを決めました。中国本土から香港を訪問する人の数は増加を続けていて、2014年だけで4700万人が訪れており、香港の人口700万人を大幅に上回っています。大量の日帰り客による交通機関の混乱や、転売目的で日用品を大量に買い占める人に対する現地の不満が高まり、長期間のデモや当局との衝突に発展しています。今後、深センの住民が香港へ行けるのは週1回までとなります。
The Chinese government is introducing new restrictions on travel from mainland China into Hong Kong beginning in June. It is estimated that 47 million people visited Hong Kong from mainland China in 2014, a vastly larger number than the population of Hong Kong itself, which is approximately 7 million.The sheer number of these visitors has placed an enormous burden on the local infrastructure, leading to tensions between citizens and authorities. The new restrictions would limit people from mainland China to only one visit to Hong Kong per week.
そう、人口のもう何、6倍強が1年でやってきたっていうね。すごいよね。大量の。Yeah. まあこれで経済がすごい助かってるっていうのはもちろんあるらしいんだけど、ただそう、なんかおむつとか粉ミルクとかシャンプーとかそういうものがやっぱり本土のものだと安全性が心配だっていう人が香港に来て、もう大量に転売するために買っていっちゃって、香港の人は買えないみたいなとか、そういう状況もあるらしいよ。
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. 、ね、しかも 60% 以上が日帰りなんだって。だから泊まるわけじゃなくて、もうパッと来て、ガーッと買って帰るみたいな。すごいよね。
It must be good for local businesses, though.
そう。
This reminds me of those pictures of the beach.
Oh, yeah. Beaches. 中国のね、すごいよね、混みすぎて。
Yeah.
もうなんか人、なんか隣の人とさ、肌が触れ合っちゃってるみたいなね。
It just looks like someone spilled humans.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, 全然リラックスできなそうだよね。
It's a little colony of bacteria or something.
すごいんだよね。で、なんか関税対策のためにこうやっぱ iPhone とかそういう電子機器も いっぱい買っていっちゃうみたいで、まあローカルの人はちょっと困ってるっていうことなんだけど、なんかすごいもんね。日本もさ、中国人観光客最近すごいいっぱい見るようになったよね。この本当1年ぐらい。
Well, everywhere.
そう、なんか銀座とか行くと今大量の観光バスが止まってて、大量の中国人観光客がすごいいっぱいこう袋持って、ありがたいけどね、本当に。
I used to work in Ginza and I was dealing with Chinese tourists quite often.
そうだよね。
But they get pretty intense. I've seen some fist fights
What?
on the street in Ginza.
What?
Yeah.
With each other?
There's like some higher up dude and he like was slapping the shit out of this guy.
What? 怖
Yeah.
そう、すごいんだよ。で、なんかよくテレビでもやってるけど、なんかその本土の人がこう、まあ、香港に大量に行くとかもそうなんだけど、サイパンとかグアムとかに行って出産するみんな。だから妊婦がもう結構ギリギリになってからなんか1ヶ月とか滞在して子供がアメリカ国籍を得られるように。
Interesting.
そうで、それが香港でも行われてるらしくて、なんか香港で生まれた新生児の何パーだっけ、なんか結構な数が本土の人の子供らしくて、まあ、だからパスポートがね全然違うじゃん。なんていうの、ビザなしで行ける国が中国のパスポートだと全然少ないから。
It's smartOf course they'll do that.
そう。で、私もその立場だったらやると思う。なんかね、もちろん、何、自分たちのせいじゃないじゃん、その行ける国が少ないっていうのは。
Yeah.
だから、それはそれで。でも中国って本当面白いよね。なんかさ、でかいし、国土が。なんか人も超いるし、この間のさ、ダンシングおばちゃんの話とかもそうだけどさ、
yeah.
なんかもう、 謎に包まれすぎて、私行ったことないし香港しか、まあ、香港と台湾は行ったことあるけど本土は行ったことないし、なんかニュースとかもさいつも結構突飛なのが多いじゃん、何の話、うん、みたいなやつ。
There's so much going on. It's,、ね、it's changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at pictures of Shanghai、
yeah.
from 20 years ago compared、うん、to now,、うん、it is, it's unrecognizable.
そう、上海すごい楽しいらしいよ。なんかもうめっちゃ発展してて、クラブとかもすごいし、うん、あの、そう。
The culture is really old and interesting.、martial arts.
いや、あとなんか私は人が結構面白いから好き。なんか香港とか行ったらなんかいつも言うけど、なんかなんていうの、愛想がないじゃん。なんかその無駄にニコニコしないというかさ、だからタクシーの運転手とかもちょっと近いところだったらもう思いっきり舌打ちとか言って怒られたりとか、なんかあの何レストランとか行ってもさ、なんか何みたいな感じでなんていうの、こうヘコヘコしないというか、それはそれで、うん、なんかそれはそれで面白いよね。なんか日本でもあるんだよね、新宿のなんかこの間行った中華料理屋さんはもう全員中国人がやってて、なんか店入った瞬間に、まあ、上の階があるんだけどそこに座れっていう意味だと思うんだけど、上とかって言われて、
yeah.
でなんかメニュー投げられるみたいな水自分で取ってとか言ってさ
Who's throwing menus?
Like these people, waiters.
It's like odd job.
そうそう、あの、そう、なんか香港行った時もそうだった。なんかこうお箸とかバラーみたいな、こう机に投げてくる。でも怒ってるわけじゃないんだよね、多分なんか忙しいの、なんかそういうキャラなのかな、みんなわかんないあとなんかあの香港の外歩いてるとおじさんがこうタンクトップをこう胸までまくり上げてお腹を出してる、
うん、
よくなんかジャッキーチェンの映画とかにも出てくるけど、あれ何なんだろうね、やっぱ暑いからかな。
I don't know. It's common though, not just in China, but in like Southeast Asia too, no? To have the gut out, and they'll like in the Philippines, they'll like rest their beer on top of their stomach, like as a table.
Ah, 便利だね。
It's like why do Japanese people sit with that squat? You know, the Yankee.
Ah, Yankee 座り。まあね、
you know, there's like little cultural habits that
form
like
that. そうそうね、確かに。そう、なんかあの絶対にあの白いタンクトップなんだよね。そして。
When I was in Indonesia, I saw someone just sitting outside with they put a blanket over their entire body and sit outside.
What? なんで？
I don't know. But it's like just walking along the street, you'll see someone sitting with like a blanket over their whole upper body.
Oh, it's not just one person?
I think、
That's、
I saw a couple.、
Thing.
Maybe、oh. I saw the same person doing it more than one. I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing.
え、それなんかさ、あの、絶対日焼けしたくない日本人の観光客とかじゃなくて、現地の人ってこと？
そう。
面白いよね。なんか国によって全然違うよね。
But yeah, you see something like that, it's like, is this a cultural thing or is it just this guy?
あ、いや。
You don't really know.
そう、私もなんか中国ってさ結構すごいいろんなもの食べるってイメージがあるじゃん、なんか、
うん、
あの日本で食べない不思議なものたちを。それで
なんか、
そうで、なんか台湾行った時になんか芋虫みたいなの道で売ってる人がいたのね。それ、あ、これ食べるんだと思って友達に聞いたら、いや、それはペットの芋虫ですって言われて、なんかごめん、なんか
meanwhile they have dog meat
そう、でもなんかすぐ食べると思ってごめんみた
い
な。
I
でも台湾は食べないんじゃないの、犬は食べんの？ I thought it was just mainland
in Taiwan、
yeah.
I don't think Taiwan does.
They do, but... in Vietnam、
hmm.
for sure. Like I saw なんかこれから食べられる予定の犬みたいな。
There was a Chinese restaurant in Mexico that was serving dog meat, and they got
all the way in Mexico.
Yeah,
they still had to eat dogs.
Well,、
okay.
there's stray dogs there, so.
Ah, そういうこと。
Yeah, but it was huge news because、American tourists were going to Mexico and then eating at this Chinese restaurant, and then they ended up eating dog food.
And so they freaked out.
But if you're that's the genuine Chinese cuisine though.
I guess.
Like, if you went to mainland China and went into a Chinese restaurant and they served you dog, like, that's not... You couldn't get upset then, right?
I guess. そこまでカムンなのかね。どれぐらいの、そんなだってみんながしょっちゅう食べてるわけじゃないんでしょう、きっと。
Well, I'm sure it's far less common now than it used to be.
なんかさ、あの、日本もよくあるけど、日本もすごい、なんか、ゲテモノっぽく見える食べ物あるじゃん。なんか本当にタコが生きたままのやつとかさ。で、それをなんか、海外のサイトとかで、日本ではこういうのが食べられていますみたいな、なんか超一般的みたいに言われてると結構イラッとするよね。
Yeah. Yeah.
絶対、私見たことも聞いたこともないし、これ、みたいな。
Well, the eating of, dolphin or whale meat is seen as, I mean, that's
yeah.
probably the most controversial food
yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that there is
まあ、
right now.
でも結局慣れの問題だよね。なんか元から犬食べて育ったらさ、別に何とも思わないじゃん。うちらも牛食べて育ってるから何も思わないのと一緒です。
Yeah, it's a different relationship that they have with those yeah. animals than people have in Tokyo, where it's dog means little.You know,
fluffy companion.
Popo-chan or whatever.
何? Popo-chan?
Just as an... I mean, some cute-sounding chihuahua thing. You know, like small dogs are really popular here.
Popo-chan.
That's like... I think that's the name of like a Pokemon or something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. 次。
なんか今日マイケルおじさん臭いんだよね。さっきも女の子のことギャルって言ったし。
No, I was specifically talking about actual ギャル 、はい、not just 女の子。
次、ベルリンで13人の子供を持つ65歳の女性が4つ子を妊娠して話題となりました。第1子を44歳で産んだアンネグレート・ラウニヒクさんは、現在10歳の末娘が妹か弟を欲しがったため、精子と卵子の提供を受けてウクライナで人工授精に踏み切りました。長男は現在44歳で、すでに孫も7人います。
Annegret Raunick, a 65-year-old woman with 13 children living in Berlin, has become pregnant with quadruplets after receiving IVF treatments in the Ukraine. Raunick decided to have the IVF pregnancy treatment after her youngest daughter, who is 10,said that she wanted to have a brother or sister. Ronick currently has 7 grandkids and her oldest son is 44 years old.
そう、これかなりあのヨーロッパでは非難されてる、批判されてる。
In Germany?
うん。あの、まあ、イギリスとかもそうだし、sure. あの、なんていうの、その、まあ、リスクがあるからね、もちろん。その65歳で出産するっていうのは当たり前。
Unnecessary risk.
そうで、なんか27歳の息子がメディアに出てきてなんか反対だみたいなこと言ってて、なんかもし彼女に何かがあったら自分たち子供が新しい子供を育てなくちゃいけないわけじゃん、
うん、
もう彼女年取ってるからとか、それもあるし、まあ、母体と子供ともにそのリスクがあるっていうことで、別にもう子供いっぱいいるしいいじゃんみたいな、一応反対はしてたけど。
Well, how are the kids going to feel once they're born about those statements?
まあね。まあでも he was actually nice. Like he was kind of like, でもまあなんか she's my mom, so I'll be there, I'll support her、yeah. みたいな、なんか。
Maybe that's what he was thinking about.
Maybe. でもさ、なんかまあその批判とかリスクとか以前にさ、なんか65歳で妊娠出産する気力がすごいよね。私絶対ないと思うもん。なんかもう疲れてさ、めんどくさいじゃん。なんかしかもこんな子供超いっぱいで世話もしなくちゃいけないしさ、お金とかもどうすんのみたいな。もう疲れてやだよ。なんか子供とか走って追いかけたくないじゃん。もう60歳で。
Well,
その気力がだから、そこはなんか褒めたいというか。
I don't think you can really know how you'll feel at some age in the future.I always try to think that, like, oh, when I'm 50, I'm going to do this, or like, but really, but then, I have no idea.
But then I already feel like, なんか子供とかを育てるってなると、なんかディズニーランド行ったり水族館行ったりしなくちゃいけないじゃん。なんか今でももはやめんどくさいのに、一日中ディズニーランドとか、もうやばい。だからもう若いうちにやっとかないと疲れそうって今でも思ってるのに、65歳とかさ、もう、
But there's probably a new burst of energy that you get as a when you have a new kid. Your parents seem really motivated to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily be motivated to do.
I guess.
But yeah, so what are the actual risks for a 65-year-old woman to be having a child, and for a 65-year-old woman to be having four children at once?
そう、あの、まずその4つ子を出産するっていうのはリスクが伴うわけじゃん。4人も入ってるわけだから、4人全員健康にちゃんと産むっていうこと自体がまずリスクだし、あの、
That's a cesarean, 高齢だから、right?
そうで、高齢だからもちろん早産とか未熟児とかで生まれちゃう可能性もかなり高いということで、まあすごいいろいろ批判はされてるよね。しかもそのもちろん閉経してるだろうから、彼女はだから今回卵子も人の、あの、ドネイトされたやつで、精子もドネイトされたやつ、
うん、
だからなんか本当にこれやる必要があったのかとか、その医者がそれをね、彼女をアラウするなんか意味あったのかみたいな
Is there a reason why she went to the Ukraine? Is
it... あの、ドイツではできないから、あの、許可を下りないから、ウクライナに、まあウクライナの方が許そうじゃん、なんかイメージ的にもそうだし、まあ実際も多分そうなんだよね。だからでもさ、一番下の娘がさ、弟か妹欲しいなって言ったらさ、じゃあ分かった、私65歳だけどウクライナ行って産んでくるねみたいな、すごいよね。なんか、
yeah.
いつになったらさ、いつの段階でさ、もう子供いらないわってなるのかね。
Oh, that's way beyond. I mean, there's 10-year-olds that ask for toys, and it's like, nope,
yeah,
not giving this toy. But she's doing a lot for this kid, if that's really what the motivating factor is.
そう、なんか写真見たんだけど、もう結構ほとんどがもう成人してるじゃん。
Mm.
もちろん、一番上の息子は44歳だし、だから、yeah, it's like, なんか大人のグループって感じ、家族っていうより。
Do you think this has any implications as far as how old you can be and have children successfully?
So,
like, is that really shifted? Has that really shifted at this point, you think?
So, やっぱりあの、こういう不妊治療とか人工授精とかがあることによって、もちろん高齢出産が可能になってるわけで、どんどんね、出産年齢っていうのは後ろに下がってるって言われてるじゃん、
うん、
でこういうケースみたいに、こうどこまでをが個人の自由、もう好きにすればいいじゃん、自分のことなんだしっていうことで、どこまでがなんていうの、本当にそういう unnecessary risk for babies とか、
うん、
で、あの、周りがこう干渉して止められるかみたいな、そのなんか線引きもあんまりよくね、あの、まあ、誰も分かんないからこういうことになってるんだけどね。
It's weird because women are criticized for having abortions、
yeah.
women are criticized for having children
そうだよ
when it's too late. There's like all these、
and
there's this debate of whether or not society has a say、
yeah,
does society
yeah, yeah.
have a say、
mm.
in childbirthing、
mm.
That's the whole debate over the abortion thing.
Right.
You know, is this, does someone need to protect this baby?
Mm.
And does someone need to protect this baby that doesn't exist yet
yeah.
from being born
right,
to
right.
an old mother? Like, that's yeah. a weird thing. Like, so you don't want this mother to have this baby, because if the baby is had by a mother that is as old as you are, then it is more susceptible to defects.
Yeah.
But is that, would the baby then prefer not to be born? Like, do you know what I mean?
So, で、なんか、しかも、what makes it weirder for this case is that, まあ、高齢なのに、その、4つ卵がちゃんと、なんていうの、成長したっていうことで、まあ、今4つ子になってるわけじゃん。
うん。
でそれもちろん計画して4つ子にしようと思ったわけじゃないわけじゃん。どれか1個成功すればいいなと思って4つ戻したら4つできたっていうわけで、
うん、
だからお医者さんはそのセレクティブアボーション、その4人中、まあ、1人か2人をセーブして、あとはもう、まあ、卵の段階 まあ、ちょっともうねフィルスというかさあれだけどあのもうやめちゃうっていうのをアドバイスしたらしいんだけど、まあ、彼女はいやもうこれは全部キープしますと言って まだ今妊娠中だから夏ぐらいに生まれるこのままいけばらしいんだけどだからまあそこまでいくとさなんていうのもう周りもお医者さんとかもさアドバイスレベルじゃん、うん、なんていうの別に何も強制できないし当たり前だけど強制するべきじゃないしだからそう面白いよねなんか、
so、
確かにどっちにしろ
What do you think about this? Do you think there should be a maximum age at which you can give birth? Do you think that's something that should be regulated?
I think it's difficult. なんか UK で50代で初めて子供を産んだっていうのでニュースになった人がいるのね。でその人がまあこの今回 このドイツ人女性の件もコメントとかしてるんだけど彼女の場合はそれまで子供が一人もいなかったの、うん、でどうしても子供が欲しくてその年になってで、まあ、許可が下りて産んだんだけどその彼女もこのドイツ人女性のことは批判してるのねなんかもういっぱいいるしなんかそんな
Well, that argument doesn't make any sense to me because the reason for restricting a woman from giving that birth is out of considerationfor the baby and the baby doesn't know if it's the first baby or the 10th baby like that doesn't have anything to do with the baby so if the concern well, is for the baby then that well, argument doesn't really make
well,
sense
well concerns are not just for the baby it's also for mothers because they are bearing risks too really high risk of their own life
but that you know? that for sure the risk of the mother is the mother's own responsibility
right Right, of course, but I don't know. でもなまあね難しいよね。なんかさだって何歳でも欲しい人はそれは欲しいじゃん。なんか自分はさ年齢関係ないと思うじゃん。子供欲しければなんか可能なのであれば。だからそのさ技術がすごい発達してるから技術でできるからといって何でもしていいっていうことなのか、それとも技術に伴って何か規制とかも一緒に作らなくちゃいけないのかっていうことでしょ、
うん、
まあそれがウクライナはちょっと緩いっていうあれなんだけど
Yeah, it's weird. Do you, what was your position on abortion exactly? How did you, do you...
I was super against it when I was much younger.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really...care like I think it's up to each person I was super against it like super
what why did you change your mind
because I think each person like you never know what other women are going through like なんか自分では想像できないもうそれを超えたなんか状況の人ももちろんいっぱいいるだろうしそれをなんか他人がどうこう言うことじゃないかなって思ってきたからなんか反対じゃなくなった、
hmm.
なんか私キリスト教の高校女子校行ったからさもちろんなんかそんななんていうの中絶なんてもう絶対ダメですって言って中絶のなんかすっごいグロいビデオとかを見させられて、
hmm.
もうなんか全員が反対にならざるを得ないみたいなさ状態であんまりこうじゃあどうしてこの女性たちは中絶してるかとかまで考えないままに反対してたんだけど
You know, the only way that I've been able to rationalize it is to think that that child is completely the mother's responsibility, right?
Right.
And so if the mother gives birth to a child when she's old, she has to understand the risks for the child.
Right, right.
And then she can make that informed decision.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
yeah.
child is still the mother's responsibility.
Right.
I don't think the child is society's responsibility. Mm. And so that's why I think that women should have the option to abortion or should have the option to give children, give birth to children later in life. But
そう、あとなんかその、
it's a weird issue.
受精卵とか胎児とかをこう人間として扱うかどうかみたいな議論がいつもあるわけじゃん、うん、それでまあその中絶反対とかっていう人はもう受精卵の段階からもう人間だからそれを捨てるっていうことはもう殺人と同じですみたいな議論をいつもするじゃない、yeah. でもやっぱりこう妊娠しても流産しちゃう人とかねすごいいっぱいいるわけで意外と、
うん、
でそれはすごい悲しいことなんだけども、そのもうそれは人間だって強く思うことによってやっぱり流産したり死産した時のダメージもそれだけ大きくなるわけじゃん。だそれはそれですごい危ないと思うから。
Well, I it's weird because I think that women should be able to make these decisions, but I also do consider I consider that fetus to be a living human being. It's a fetus. It's alive. It's human. It's, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
But people set up this thing where it's like, okay, well, if it's a human being, then you can't have an abortion. You know what I mean? It's like one or the other. But yeah. I've never really understood why it's those only those two arguments. I think it's kind of weird.
だからその中絶しようとするとやっぱり赤ちゃんがある程度大きくなってるとこう逃げようとしたりとかするわけよ。だからまあ行きたいっていう意思があるとかね。だからそれはもちろんそうなんだけど、なんていうの。
But even when it's only two cells, it's still a human, I think.
私はそういうふうになんていうの、事実とどう捉えるかっていうのはもうまた別の問題じゃん。私は女性として、これから妊娠したい女性として、自分の心構えとしてそのフィーレスとかの時にその本当に人間だっていう風に認識しないようにしようと思って、なんか私この間 それこそ子宮頸がんの予防の、あの予防というか対処の手術したから、子宮頸管が人より短いわけよね。そうするとまあ流産とか早産のリスクも若干高くなる。だからその時にやっぱりで周りにもさ、やっぱりこう流産する人とかいるから、いやその時にこう、もうあれは自分の子供だったんだとかさ、もうね、人間でも死んじゃったみたいにやっぱり思うと辛さ倍増、なんていうか、事実は変わらないのに辛さ倍増だから。
The whole thing just is a result of these drastic oversimplifications of what's going on. Just people are so unwilling to see things in the gray area that it really is. You know, it's,
そうだね。
it's either life or it's not life orYou know, it's choice or life. It's just like, well, you don't have to think categorically. You can just understand what it is.
Right, right.
And that's it. Why are you trying to force it into?
そうね。なんか、
it's so weird.
決めなくていいし、なんか決め、自分がそうだって決めて、それをみんなにもそっちにしてもらわないとみたいなのが多いから、
yeah.
まあすごい喧嘩になるわけじゃん、いつも。だからそういうことでもないと思うね、私個人的には。だから私みたいにこう自分を守るために、あのそういうふうに捉えようと思うのも一つの手だと思うし、それは別に事実だって言ってるわけじゃなくて、だからなんか別にね、本当人それぞれでいいよね結局、まあ、ただだからこういうケースがあるとちょっと心配にはなるよね、周りからすると。なんか、65歳で四つ子本当に大丈夫かなみたいな。
Yeah.
でその心配するのは別にいいと思うんだけど。
Yeah. Well, I at the end of the day, I think those kids are her responsibility.
Yeah.
What she's doing is risky. Maybe it warrants criticism, but they're her responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.So who cares?
Well, I don't know about who cares. But anyways. 次、
日焼けマシンによってヘルペスやバクテリアが媒介されていることが明らかになりました。肌に付着しているウイルスや菌が日焼けマシンのベッドに落ち、死に至らない程度の紫外線を何度も浴びることで耐性がついて強力になり、それが人の汗によってさらに増殖しやすくなり、小さな傷などから体内に侵入します。黄色ブドウ球菌、ヘルペス、大腸菌、線形コンジローマなどが日焼けマシンで増殖、繁殖可能とのことです。これまでに WHO が日焼けマシンによる皮膚がん、白内障、免疫機能低下などを報告しているほか、先月フランス政府が日焼けサロンの広告を禁止することを決定しています。
According to a dermatologist at Mayo Clinic,Users of tanning beds are at risk of being exposed to various bacteria and even infection with the herpes virus. Exposure to the UV rays emitted by tanning beds may not destroy the bacteria completely, leaving only the ones with the most resistance to it. Furthermore, the presence of human sweat only helps these contaminants to fester and eventually infect a human body through any small cuts or abrasions on the skin. Exposure to Staphylococcus bacteria...fecal bacteria, herpes virus, and wart-causing human papillomavirus are some of the dangers presented by the use of unclean tanning beds. In the past, the WHO has warned that tanning beds can contribute to skin cancer, cataracts, and a weakened immune system. Additionally, France banned advertising for tanning salons last month.
そう、なんかブラジルでは全体的にもう日焼けマシン禁止なんだって。
Really?
うん。まあビーチで焼けばいいもんね、ブラジルだったら。でもなんか日本とかも意外とだから冬の方が儲かる。
うん。
らしいよ。これからもうなんか白くなっちゃったから。
They have to maintain that look.
Yeah. しかも結構1ヶ月に何回も行かないといけないんだよね。To maintain your tanness.
That often?
うん。行ったことある日サロ。
I have been, actually.
嘘、日本で？
Yes, I was doing a research project where I was interviewing, I interviewed hundreds of gyaru. And I was doing a research, a marketing research project on gyaru. And for part of that, I went to a tanning salon called Buraki.
Mm, 有名だよね。
It's in, where was it?
なんかいろんなとこにあるよね。
Or maybe it was in Ogikubo? I don't remember. Somewhere.
どうだった?
Over there. It was weird.
I've been once.
It was weird.
In Shibuya.
I was just sweating a lot.
そう、超暑いよね。
And I wasn't sure what to do with my eyes.
Oh.
Like, you can't just close your eyes. It's not enough.
I thought I got this like goggle type of thing.
I didn't have goggles. I just had aI had like a towel on my eyes.
Ah, okay, okay.
I don't know.
そう、なんか目にすごい悪いらしいよ、これ。だからこう、なんか目に傷がついたりとか、それこそこういう白内障とか。なんか結構英語でサーチしてると、もういろんな専門家がもう日焼けサロン絶対に行かないでくださいみたいなこと言ってて。で、日本だと、まあなんかそういうアーギュメントがそもそもあんまり言われてないのと、あの、欧米では結構厳しい、その、法規制がかかってるんだよね。例えば18歳以上じゃないと絶対ダメとか、まあ、18歳よりもっと上からじゃないとダメとか、あの、なんかその出力、その電気のさがいくつまでは OK だけどこれ以上はダメとか、なんかいろいろあるんだけど、日本ってそのヒサロの法規制がないんだって。なんかその業界団体の自主規制みたいなのはなんとなくあるけど、全部のヒサロがそれに加盟しているわけじゃないし、意外となんか適当なんだよね。
So really young people are going,
I guess, like, I think when I went I was like 18.
That's not that young.
No, but still, like,
you,
I wish I didn't go.
You have some like 14 year old ganguro yamamba like rolling up in there
Yeah. なんかあの、そういう専門家とかはこのスプレータンとかを使ってくださいみたいな、そっちの方がマシだみたいなこと書いてあったけど、エグザイルとかさ、どうしてんだろうね。あの人たちヒサロ行ってんのかな。いつも真っ黒だよね、全員。しかも、 there are so many of them.
You can't just be
pale
and in exile. That would be weird.
でも不思議じゃない、なんかそのグループで全員タンってさ、なんかよく考え、なんかもうエグザイル見慣れちゃってたけど、よく考えるとおかしいよね。
They all just go tanning together. It's just tanning bros.
冬でもタン。
They might as well all chip in and buy their own machine.
They might have it already, like at their gym.
At the office?
Yeah. They should.
At the 事務所, they have a tanning salon.
Yeah, so each of them doesn't have to pay.
I thought you meant they shouldn't. Isn't that what this article is about?
Yeah, they shouldn't.They really shouldn't. I'm just wondering what exile people are doing.
Right.
いつもや、で、なんかやっぱりだってそういう人がいると、それを見てさ、世の人もさ、あ、俺もあんなエグザイルみたいになりたいなみたいな感じでヒサロに行く人もいるじゃん、多分。
It's cool. It's cool to be tan.
It is if you got it naturally.
But there are the two extremes in Japan. Some people try to be really, really, really white, and some people try to be really, really, really dark. Right?And they don't agree on which one is cooler.
I don't know.
What? There's so many people that are so against getting tan, and they use like the
women はね、なんか美白好きだからね。まあそれ。
Yeah, and there's a lot of women that try to be really, really dark too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of gone out of style now, but.
Yeah, なんか思うに、その美白っていうのはさ、江戸時代とか。それぐらいが始まってることじゃん。その要はお金持ちのお姫様とかは真っ白でずっと家の中いるから、で、農家とか百姓の 百姓って言っていいのかな、わかんないけど、なんかあの農家の人の娘とかはいつも外で働いてるから日焼けしてるっていうさ、うん、それで身分がわかるみたいな。でそっからなんか前ポッドキャストでも言ったけどさ、あの紹介した記事でさ、なんか珍しい方がモテ始めるみたいなあったじゃん、
うん、
だからそれじゃない、それでなんかずっと美白できたのが、あちょっと焼けてる、なんか少数派の方がいいかもってなって、ガーッと人気が出てガングロとかになってさ、また今ちょっと美白になってるけど。
It's weird that there's these trends.
Yeah, 珍しい方がモテる。
Is ガリマッチョ still going on? Is that still like a thing?
ガリマッチョ、ガリマッチョ、細マッチョじゃなくて細マッチョでしょ、ガリマッチョってなんか意味が分かんないんだけど、
I don't know if
どっちかにして、
I don't know if I made that up.
細マッチョね、ちょっとシュッとしたマッチョでしょそうだね、
I confuse myself.
細マッチョの定義もちょっとよく、
Because if you're tan, then、you're like muscular definition is much more apparent. So when they show like before after, like this guy's fat and he works out, the after photo、yeah. for some reason he's tan,
tan. Yeah.
Always.
だってボディービルダーとかもね、
They're always super tan.
あえてそうスプレータンとかね、すごいもんね、直前になるとさ。
Real tans too. If you go to、yeah. like Gold's Gym, they have a tanning machine there.
Okay.
So you work out and you get tan. I don't know.
忙しいね。
Yeah, and maintaining that and the way that tanning works, it causes damage to the DNA in your epidermis. So.
なんかさ、すごい主観だけど、ただのなんかヒサロに行ってる男性が嫌だ。なんかさ、yeah. 暇すぎない？じゃあ外でさ焼けばいいじゃん。なんか。日焼けするためだけの時間わかる、なんか、
うん、
お金払って今この1時間日焼けだけのために使うみたいなさ、なんかで別にマシンの中入っていくからすごい気持ちいいわけでもないしさ、景色がいいわけでもないし、
so,
なんか意味がわからない。
Exile's NG for you.
Exile でもどうやって焼けてるかわかんないから、あのヒサロだとしたら嫌だけどね。
No, for sure they are. If it's all year round, it has to be.
そうだね、そうだよね、いちいちグアムとか行って焼いてらんないもんね。
Yeah, in the winter it wears off so fast.
焼けてる男性は好きだし、イケてると思うけど、なんかそれが実はヒサロだって聞いたら急になんか冷めるじゃん。なんかみたいな、そんななんか日焼けのために頑張ってんだみたいな。へえみたいな。
Okay, next. The Chinese government is moving to implement new measures encouraging people to stop smoking. For example, on June 1st, smoking will be banned in all indoor public locations in the country and violators will be fined. However, one of these measures is the establishment of an official hand signal that could be used to communicate with a nearby smoker, asking them to stop smoking. Currently, the government is taking a vote on 3 different gestures, one of which will be selected as the stop smoking gesture.
中国政府が国民に禁煙を促すための新しい施策を打ち出しています。6月1日より公共の場所に関して屋内での喫煙は全面的に禁止となり、罰金が科せられます。また自分の近くの喫煙者に喫煙をやめるようお願いするハンドサインの作成にも取り組んでいます。現在政府は3つのハンドサイン案を公開し、国民投票を行っています。このハンドサインどういうこと？
Okay, so I'm gonna do all three of them and tell me.
私に見せてくれんの？
You can describe it andJust say what you think. So here's the first one.
Ah, 手を口に当てる。
And you have to cover your nose too.
Ah, 口と鼻をね、まあ普通に手で塞ぐ。
So here's the second one.
左の手のひらを右の人差し指でこうポークしてる、ついてる状態。
And the last one is this.
あ、人の顔の前に手を出す。
Yeah, but it has to be at 45 degrees.
細か45度。 どこが45度？ あ、45度に。
Across this way.
あ、手のひらを傾けるってこと？ 右か左に。
内側に。
内側に45度。
Not this way. This is wrong.
え、でもこれさ、何も言わないでやるってこと？ 急に知らない人が来てカッと手を出してくるってこと？
Yes. the idea is that you don't have to say anything.
でもなんか言う方がわかんなんか言うあそう言いたくないのかなみんなね。
So avoid starting a conversation with someone who's probably gonna tell you to fuck off.
でもハンドサインの方がハンドサインされる方がうざくない。
I think so. So which one do you think is winning right now?
あその3つの中で今人気あるやつ。1個目かね1個目が一番簡単だよね違うの何どれが一番人気なの
3個目
3個目この45度
いや、yeah, 45度
これでもなんか分かりにくくないちょっと眩しいみたいなさ
It's the no paparazzi
ああそうだね確かにそうだねセレブがねこうパパラッチやめてっていう時、
yeah.
確かに
And they do it at 45 degrees too 、right?
偶然ね
They don't do this It's always like this
まあそうだ、ね、
It's not this either
まあ、それが一番多分自分の筋肉とか筋的に不快じゃないんだろうね、うん、今やってるけどえこれをでもおもむろにこうやってやるのでそうするとあっちの人は何ちょっとだから離れてるわけでしょハンドサインってことは
You hope so if you're doing it
こう出したらあっちの人があごめんみたいな感じでやめてくれるはずってことかなやめなきゃいけないのかなこれされたらそういうわけじゃないよね
I don't know. It's an official gesture, though. That
いつ使えばいいんだよ、でも。
Try, what do you think would happen if you tried that on a Japanese person right now? Because people smoke and walk on the street here, but you're actually not allowed to.
I know.
And sometimes it's annoying if someone's walking in front of me while they're smoking.
Oh my god, I hate those people. Oh my god, I hate those people. Like, seriously, for years and years, I hate those people.
まだ全然いるよね。
いるそういう人別に喫煙すること自体はさどうでもいいんだけど本当それ自分の前歩かれるとさ煙が全部こっちにかかるじゃん歩いてると風で、うん、もう超迷惑だよねあれ
But I think if you're a smoker walking while you're smoking is one of the nicest ways to smoke probably No one wants to just sit in their house and just smoke right? That's
でもどっか一箇所に立ち止まって吸えばいいじゃんみんなみたいに
But you wanna,
歩く必要ある
You wanna like 散歩する while you're smoking
ああだから人がいなければね別になんか私はどうでもいいけどさ私が後ろにいるときはやめてよって感じなんか髪の毛とか超臭くなるじゃんなんか人に会う前とかにさシャワー浴びてメイクとかして出かけてんのにもうタバコ臭いじゃん
うん
Yeah those people
So what do you think would happen if you tried this gesture on someone on the street here?
だって相手がさそのハンドサインの意味知らなかったら意味ないでしょ It's like, what?
yeah, right. And you just kept doing it. You tried the different...
the 3種類 the...
Oh, it's not this, it's this.
指2本ね。Yeah. で、手のひらをつくのが2個目のやつ。
Yeah. And the...The other hand is 45 degrees too.
45度好きだね中国。え、なん、これは何を表してんのでも、この左の手のひらを右手の2本指で
作って。Maybe like put the cigarette out.
ああ、そういうことか。
No, I have no idea. I have no idea. I just made that up. That might not be true.
これはどうやって使えばいいんだろうね。
They have little captions next to each of the gestures.
Ah, okay.
So the mouth covering one is supposed to mean I am bothered by your smoke. And the two fingers into the palm means please stop smoking. And the hand at 45 degrees in front of their face is smoking is not allowed here. So they have slightly different meanings.
違うじゃん、意味が全然。
But、ね。They're only making one of them official.
なんでだよ。
I don't know.
なんで違う3種類作ったのじゃ。
But the 45 degree hand one has 1,170,689 votes.
すごいな。
As of whenever this was updated.
え、このさ、国民投票って本当のなんか official voting なの？なんか。
Yeah.
So.え、中国国民全員が答えるってこと?
I don't know about that. I don't think that's what's happening. But...
え、これどうなの?
I don't know. I don't know.
ハンドス。でもなんかさ、タバコ吸って、その自分の前を歩いてる人にイラッとするっていうのは本当にたまにそういうのが起きた時あるけど、普段別にさ、屋内でしかも吸えないことになるとしたらさ、
Well, the problem with smoking is that it kills you and it's I don't know, that's what I don't like about it. I don't like even people I don't know, I feel like they're being taken advantage of. I feel like they've fallen into a trap. You know, they've become addicted to something. Because most people I know that smoke, they don't even want to keep smoking.
Yeah.
They don't want to. But,
yeah,
but they're still, you know, buying these cigarettes and tobacco companies are still raking it in.
そう、そういうだから何、タバコ業界がすごい極悪みたいな、それは確かにそう思うんだけど、なんかさ、それとこの全然知らない人にこのハンドサインされ、なんかハンドサインされてもさ、禁煙はしないじゃん、別に。その場ではやめるけどさ。
うん。
So...逆にそう思うとそういうシチュエーションってあるかね、屋内で吸えないとしたらさ、どこでそこんなハンドサインしてやめさせるシチュエーションがあるかな。
Well, it is changing public opinion. It is probably drawing more attention to the reality of what smoking is. I don't know, I don't think that many people are well educated on it. So currently, right now, 25%almost 25% of adults in China smoke.
Okay.
Which is a lot, if you think about it. And about 10% of the total tax revenue that China gets, so all the money that China gets from taxes, some, about 10% of that comes from tobacco.
Ah, so.
Which is an enormous amount of money.
でもそれでもこうやって屋内禁煙とかにしてるっていうのはまあ偉いよね、だから政府は。
Well, the,
ある意味
the societal cost is
far in excess of that. そうね、確かに医療費がね。
It's estimated that 22% of 5- and 6-year-olds today are going to smoke in the future.
In China, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they only really expect like a 3%decrease within like the next 2 decades or so.
そっか。
It causes 1 million deaths in China annually, which...
That's a lot.
A lot of deaths.
Yeah.
And one pack of cigarettes only costs about 60 yen.
1 pack 60 yen なのに、total tax revenue の 10% ってことはさ、どんだけの箱数を買ってんだって話になるよね。単純に。
Some serious smoking going on over there.
すごいね。何箱吸ってんの。
But you know, if you're living in like Beijing and the air pollution's that bad, I don't know, maybe
you don't give a shit
like,
anymore.
Oh, I'm gonna stop smoking now when the air is like this bad.
Yeah, maybe. But, I don't know. Hey, でも屋内での喫煙禁止っていうのはありがたいよね、喫煙しない人にとっては。あのクラブとかもさ、クラブとかバーとか行くとやっぱ日本だと全然みんなガンガンタバコ吸ってるからすごく臭くなるじゃん。で家帰ってきてからもう It's so disgusting。 でもあの結構海外だとそのクラブとかバーでも中では吸っちゃダメっていう国多いから、ハワイとかもそうだよね。そうするとなんかあの吸わない人にしたら爽やかで嬉しいけどね、全然臭くないし。
Yeah.
あら、日本もやんないのかね、なんかその屋内喫煙禁止みたいな。
Well, I think it is banned in most places in Japan.
いやでもカフェとかでなんか分煙みたいになってるけど普通に漏れてるみたいなよくあるじゃん、とか 全体的に普通に喫煙になってるとか、ちょっと古っぽいカフェとか。
How many years from now when smoking inカラオケ is banned. How many years is that going to take? 50?
どうかね。そうなんだよ、ね。
I don't know if it'll ever happen.
そうだから、そういう経済効果みたいなところまで考えるとね、もう健康が二の次になっちゃうよね、やっぱり。それはね、カラオケとかこうサラリーマンが行くようなところとかで禁止したらみんな来なくなっちゃいそうって思うだろうしね。カラオケもさ、超変な匂いするよね。なんかタバコと。お酒の匂い、なんかあれ何？あのカラオケの匂いってすごいディスティンクトじゃない？
It's like sweat, spilt beer and karaage.
Ew. なんか他の場所であの匂い嗅いだことなくない？カラオケ特有じゃない、あれ。
Yeah, some places have this special scent. There are some elevators that smell weird. It's like the carpet, the smoke soaked carpet elevators. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sometimes
you
get
it. It's like old tobacco.
I guess. I don't really go to like.なんかそういう臭いとこanymore なんかさ
あの I'm always at some ghetto place
そうなんか10代の時とかは全然平気だったの全然我慢できたっていうか何も苦痛じゃなかったんだけどやっぱ年を重ねるにつれてもう我慢がないからもうなんかあ臭いって思ったらもう帰りたいもう帰りたいもん、だからあんまり嗅がないね最近そういうのはそのエレベーターとか
I like a grimy Shinjuku, you know, the skinny, narrow buildings
with
a bunch of little places in it.
Yeah.
With the carpet elevator.
Yeah. Well, kinda, where are you going?
I kind of like that stuff.
何麻雀とか何
麻雀
何があるとそんな雑居ビルみたいなやつってことでしょ
No, like most places are old like that, still.Actually, I was in an elevator recently,
okay.
And I was going from the first floor up to the 12th floor, and it like jumped on like the second or third floor. It was really weird.
怖っ。
The elevator was going up, and it like juddered really hard, like in the middle of the ascent.
怖い。
And I thought like, oh no, this is it.
やばい。
But it was fine. It was.I don't know what that was.
シンドラー社製じゃなかった?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I always think about that and like I think of just the guy that had the bicycle.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, that's like the scariest thing ever.
Moritawa?
あの子供のやつとかもね。そうだね。そういうの一気に思い出してくるよね。
Yeah.
いや、そう、たまにあるんだよね。でもシンドラー社製のさ、あのエスカレーターとかエレベーターとかに自分が乗ってることに気づくとき。
You know, I quit using escalators. If I have the stairs option, I always use the stairs now.
That's probably better.
And I don't know why I didn't do this before, but like why escalator? If your legs work, just take the stairs.
そうだね。そう。なんか私もたまにそうしてる。なんかジム行くの嫌だから。そういうちょっとしたなんか本当駅の階段とかで満足感を得る、
yeah.
あやらないよりマシっていう全然ちょっと運動した、
yeah. if you're thinking about a diet or like working out just taking the stairs like if you take the stairs to like 大江戸線
そうだね
like you got a decent workout
本当だよ大江戸線地下ダンジョンだもんねどんだけ下に下がりゃいいあれだってさ地下7階とかだよね6階7階とかなんだよね下がりすぎ
it's pretty far down
そうでも特に上りの時私はあのかかとにこう体重をかけてあわざと上ってお尻の筋肉を鍛えるっていう
やってる it's a good technique
If
everyone did that, society would improve dramatically.
お尻がでしょ？
そこも。
女子のお尻がね。そうだね。
次。In another attempt to revolutionize spaceflight, SpaceX has failed to land the reusable Falcon 9 rocket's first stage booster back on its platform barge floating in the Atlantic. This is their second failed landing attempt of this booster this year.Meanwhile, SpaceX competitor United Launch Alliance has revealed their new plans for reusable rocket technology in the form of what they are calling the Vulcan rocket, which is expected to reduce booster costs by 90%. ULA claims their booster will return to Earth using an inflatable hypersonic heat shield before deploying a parachute and being recovered in mid-air by a helicopter.Which will transport the booster directly back to the rocket factory for recertification.
SpaceX が再利用ロケット Falcon 9の打ち上げを行いました。打ち上げには成功しましたが、回収するはずだったブースターの着地は失敗しました。ブースターの着地失敗はこれで今年2度目です。 一方、スペース X の競合であるユナイテッドローンチアライアンスも再利用ロケット技術の新計画を発表しました。バルカンロケットと呼ばれる新ロケットではブースターにかかるコストを 90% 削減できるとしています。バルカンロケットのブースターは膨張性の極超音速熱シールドを使って地球に戻り、パラシュートを開き、空中でヘリコプターによって回収され、直接再び工場に戻されます。膨張性っていうかあれだよね、なんかバッと広がる、開くってことでしょ。
うん、
Right?
Yes.
ていうか空中でヘリコプターによって回収ってすごいね。そのまましかも工場に運ぶとか、マジ黒猫ヤマトじゃん。
They even made like this diagram of how the whole thing's gonna work, like the rocket going up and then the first stage booster, like the engine inflating this heat shield, and then it opens the parachute, and while it's parachuting down to the earth, a helicopter shows up where it's falling.
Yeah.
And
how do they catch it?
Like launches some Batman hook or something crazy and latches onto this thing.
Okay.
Because the helicopter needs to have it hanging from a rope from the helicopter, below the helicopter.
Ah, そっかそっか。
Right? But it needs to accomplish this while the thing is parachuting down. So they haven't explained the specifics as to how that's going to happen.
そこが一番気になるんですけど。
But what happens if the helicopter doesn't get the thing? Right?
でも it has parachute でしょ?
Yeah, but still...You can't just parachute it into the ocean or onto the ground. It's too hard of a landing. Do you want to see the video of the SpaceX landing? The SpaceX first stage? Maybe you can like...
Well, okay.
Describe how this
YouTube
is going.
CRS-6 first stage landing っていう video ね。
So it's coming down.
あ、これ実際の映像?
Yep.
これブースターが落ちてるところ、
うん、
ああ落ちた落ちて煙が、
well, It's kind of falling over now, you see it?
ああ倒れてるね横に、残念。ああ爆発した、すごいな。海の上だから余計なんかドラマチックに見えるね、
yeah. Oops.
残念。これブースターはおいくらなの？
I don't know how much each booster actually costs. They don't want to be replacing the boosters.
そうだよね。
So if they have to replace the booster each time, then it's
高くなっちゃうもんね。
Well, this is actually more expensive for SpaceX than a normal launch because of the fact that it's designed to be reusable. So they have to have enough. They have to have extra fuel in the rocket so that it can land. So if it doesn't land, then it doesn't make sense to do because.
そうだね。無駄になっちゃうもんね。それ。
Yeah, you're better off carrying less fuel.
Right, right.
And delivering more stuff.
Right.
Because to carry extra fuel, you have to carry extra fuel to carry the extra fuel.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
だからなんとかして回収しないといけないんだよね。
They have to make this work.
ね。
But. As you saw from the video, they're very, very close to this thing being able to land
okay.
on this autonomous spaceport drone ship in okay. the ocean.
Ah, これ見てた SpaceX の人はかわいそうだね。なんか It's like, ah, ちょっと待ってみたいな。
Well, so this mission, the mission itself was a success. They still delivered.
そうだよね。そうそう、打ち上げは成功してるからね。
Yeah, the Italian espresso machine has been successfully delivered
What?
to the International
they sent
Space Station.
Espresso machine?
It's one of the things that they sent.
へー。へー。え、でも普通のとは違うんでしょ？宇宙用ってこと？
うん、宇宙用。
へー。宇宙でエスプレッソ飲めるのか。でもなんか宇宙でコーヒー飲んだら体に悪そう。すごい勝手なイメージだけど。
Well, it's probably not good for you.Here either, but yeah,
そっか。
So this, this first stage booster, I believe it's 45 meters tall.
Okay,
the whole thing, including the space capsule, is 49 meters tall. And I think the space capsule is like maybe 3 meters tall or something.
Okay.
So it's like a 45 meter tall building that they have to land vertically.
そうだよね。え、45メートルって言ったら何、何階ぐらい ?3 階とか
?More。
4階建ての建物ぐらい
?More。
More?Right?
I'm
so confused right now. See, I suck at math. 大体何階建てぐらい45メートルって言ったら
I don't know. I don't know how many meters a floor is. Maybe like 3. So you could say it's 12 stories tall.
12階建て
or maybe.
すごいよね。だからこのさ、今の映像引きで見てるじゃん、うちら。だからちょっと分かりにくいけど、しかも周り海だからあんまり比べるものがないけど、サイズ。そうだよね。12階建ての建物を上に打ち上げて、それがこう戻ってきて、自分で勝手にバーンって海の上に浮かんでる。何これ、なんていうの？
It really has to land like a pencil landing on its eraser. And because the propellant is coming out of the bottom, it's like...
I just can't believe that I said 3 階建て. Now that I like really think about it.
45 meters.
Yeah. It's crazy, yeah.
Super high ceiling. たまに
そういうこと言うよね。なんか太陽って地球の3倍かなとかさ。数字ちょっとおかしいんだよね、単位が私。
Yeah, well, I don't know if 12 stories is right, but it's definitely not 3.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that I totally agree now.
So if you're trying to balance like a stick on your hand, your hand is applying force to the bottom of the stick, right? So trying to, it wants to fall over. So it's very difficult to pull this off. Right.
Yeah. だって it's floating でしょ?
What do you mean by floating?
Like この platform.
Oh yeah. That,
like it's moving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that doesn't help either.
Right? That's crazy.よく思いつくよね、でもこういうの本当に。
But if they're successful, then this will completely change the space industry. Like it will completely change the space industry. So right now it costs up to $25,000 per kilogram.
Okay.
To deliver a payload into space.
Okay.
So for each kilo, $25,000.
だから5万。125万円、まあ、もうちょっとか今円安だから1キロ運ぶのにそんぐらいかかるってこと
No More Because currently the
25,000 Oh 25,000 250万円かあでファルコン9だと125万円ってこと
Currently Yes But if they're able to reuse the rocketthen they believe that they can get the price down to 2,000 kilograms or $2,000 per kilogram.
Oh.
Which is...
10分の1だね、もともとの。
Yeah.
That's...
Less.
Much less, yeah.
Yeah. So they can get it down to like maybe an 11th or a 12th of the cost if they can reuse the rocket. So it'll be really interesting.
ね、特になんか、まあ、マーズワン今すごいなんかさホークスかもとか言われてるけどなんか物資をこうね運ばなくちゃいけないってなったら安く運べないと困るもんね。
Yeah, well, you have to remember like the success rate for startups is really low. And it's even lower for startups that are trying to go into space. I mean, the barrier to entry is much greater.So,
そうでもね、こうやって民間の会社が入るようになったから、本当なんかさらに面白くなったよね。この宇宙
産業。I'm really skeptical of this ULA rocket, the helicopter business, all that stuff going on. It just doesn't seem, and it's not as cool.
Feasible?
It's not as cool. The rocket delivering something and then just coming back and landing by itself, that's cool.
まあね。
That's way cooler.
Yeah.
And in all the old like cartoons.And movies and stuff.
Yeah.
That's how spaceships land. And aliens, when they land their spaceship, they don't, you know, the alien spaceship just lands and it can take off.
Yeah, like right? in movies and stuff.
There's no parachute. Like if aliens showed up on Earth and they used a parachute, then it's like, what? No, everyone would. If aliens used a parachute to land on Earth, it would be like, yeah.
wow. なんかさ, Independence Day
that's not cool at all.
こう上に止まっててビームみたいので下に降りてくるみたいなのあるよね? エスカレーって、何?エレベーターみたいな感じでさ。
No, Independence Day's beam is a weapon.
Oh,
エレベーターじゃないよ。でもなんかさ、そういうのない?たまにサイファイとかでさ。 Oh, yeah, the tractor beam.
そう、なんか上に止まってて自分は降りてきたり人をさ、吸い上げたりするみたいな。
No, the classic example is a UFO shows up on a farm and this light beam shows up out of the bottom of the UFO and they like abduct a cow.
Yeah.
And the cow like goes up into the sky.
Mm.
That's the classic UFO abduction.
From... movies.
I love abduction stories and aliens and UFOs and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's always super fun.
Tsugi. A 30-year-old Russian man suffering from Wernicke-Hoffmann disease named Valery Spiridonov has volunteered to become the first person to undergo a head transplant. The operation will be carried out by Italian surgeon Dr. Sergio Canavero. In what he expects to be a 36-hour procedure involving 150 doctors and nurses. Dr. Canavero hopes to carry out the head transplant operation in 2017. However, many medical scientists are skeptical of Canavero's claims and believe that current technology could not succeed in completing such a procedure. Arthur Kaplan, director of medical ethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center believes that the subject of a head transplant would end up being overwhelmed with different pathways and chemistry than what they are used to and that they would go crazy. A head transplant was performed on a monkey 45 years ago in 1970. The monkey lived for 8 days and then died after the body rejected the new head.
ウェルドニヒ・ホフマン病という難病を患う30歳のロシア人男性バレリー・スプリドノフさんが史上初となる頭部移植手術の候補に名乗り出ました。2017年にイタリア人医師のセルジオ・カンナベロ氏によって執刀され150名の医師や看護師とともに36時間をかけて行われる予定です。多数の科学者や医学専門家はこの計画に懐疑的で現段階では頭部移植を成功させる技術がないとしています。 NYU のランゴーン医療センターで医療倫理のディレクターを務めるアーサー・キャプラン氏は頭部を移植された患者は今までと異なる回路や化学反応を経験することになり正気を保てないだろうとしています。頭部移植は1970年今から45年前に猿を実験台にして行われましたが8日間生きた後身体が頭部に拒否反応を示し死亡しました。まあ臓器移植でさえさやっぱりこういう拒否反応があるかなかなか難しいっていうわけじゃん、
うん、
頭部なんかもうささらにむずいよね。
You don't think they can do it?
I mean I'm not an expert but I would be super surprised if this goes well. マジかって。だってなんかそのこれ私もこれ読んだんだけどなんか結構すごいバカにされてるじゃん。その他のお医者さんとか科学者にはもうなんかただの宣伝行為売名行為だみたいな、なんか本当にできるわけないからただ言ってるだけでしょみたいな。だからまあそれぐらいもし本気だとしたらそれぐらいだからすごいあのってことだよね。
Well, this, Sergio Canavero actually has talks on TED.
Hey.
Yeah, he's a TED speaker. And he actually has given presentations on this topic.
Oh.
Yeah.
About this head transplant?
I believe so. Okay. I didn't watch the full deal. It was kind of long and this guy seems like kind of a quack.
ダメじゃんじゃん。
A bit of a crackpot. But I don't know. I think the technology does exist if that's what people were trying to do. I think we would have gotten to that point. The fact is, currently, there just hasn't been a lot of promising developments as far as regenerating spinal cords or connecting spinal cords. And they have problems with that. They have problems with a severed spinal cord in a single person where the head and the body are the same person.
Mm.
Like that should be way easier than taking someone's head and putting it on a different body.
Yeah.
Right. So, that leads me to be somewhat skeptical about this guy's claims.
Mm.
I mean, the head will survive. I think the head can survive. I think, if this man's body failing him, is going to kill him, then maybe having a body transplant could conceivably save his life.
Right. I mean, もちろん.
But I don't think that he's going to, you know, they're going to stitch the head up and he's going to jump off the operating table.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
And this is kind of, makes me think of Frankenstein too.
Yeah. なんかしかもそのなんていうの結局自分の頭部を人の体に、まあ、つけるでその後にさこう神経がどうこうとかさちゃんとつながるとか血管がどうとかさすごい時間がかかるわけじゃんそれも
Well, here's something that's interesting. The ability of fusogens to rebridge a transected spinal cord has been confirmed by a study on paraplegic rats by German scientists in 2014, and they recovered motricity within 1 month. So they, the spinal cord recovered,
right.
More or less, recovered substantially within 1 month.
Mm.
And paraplegic mice, which couldn't move, were then moving, you know, a month after they used these fusogens.
Yeah.
So the technology to repair a spinal cord or perhaps connect a spinal cord does seem to be gaining some traction on animals,
a rat,
at least.
Yeah. Yeah. なんかやっぱり頭となると急になんか違うよね頭を移植するとなると結局そのさ今この人は生きてるわけじゃん、
うん、
でいや首を切られるっていうこと切らなきゃいけないじゃん、
うん、
当たり前なんだけどさだから一瞬彼は頭部だけになるわけでしょ、
うん、
でその体はもう捨てちゃうってことでしょ、でしょ
捨てちゃうか交換
Oh, with the other like brain dead person or whoever is donating him.
I don't know. They probably just
his body.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a head swap. It's like Face Off. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Oh, of course I have.
With Nicolas
Who
Cage
hasn't?
And,
Who hasn't?
Travolta.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. What were you saying?
Ah, so ね、だから Face Off みたいに顔を移植とかだったらさ、全然今でもやってるじゃん。ただ頭部となるとね、なんか急に本当になんていうの、あのフィクションの世界みたいな感じがするよね。
Well, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, Russian scientists were decapitating dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting the heads off of dogs.
Yeah.
And then
those.
Keeping the head of the dog alive.
Mm.
So keeping the human head alive does seem to be possible.
でもそれも
not long term, but
right? Like, それもすごいちょびっとじゃなかった、その犬も生きてられる。
And we have no way of knowing on what's happening in the actual mind of the dog.
Right.
We don't know.
まあ、
we know, like, it's alive, but we don't know what effect that is having on the brain.
Yeah. yeah. I don't even want to imagine.
Mm.
But.まあでもねなんかなんていうのその本当にすごい難病を抱えていて何このままだとどうしても治らない ていうんであれば、まあ、やってみる価値はあるのかね、やっぱ。まあ、try してみる。
Yeah.
なんかそれは、その気持ちはわかるけど。
I think as far as, you know, blood supply and those other things are concerned, they can do that. It's just a matter of what's going to happen to the brain once it's connected to an entirely new nervous system.
Yeah.
A nervous system that's not wired for that brain.
Yeah.
So there's an issue of, you know, you're like trying to install OS X on a Windows.
しかもさ、how are they gonna find the donor? 今ってさ、こう内臓とかはチェックできるじゃん。これとこれあげますとかさ。
There are a lot of people killed by head trauma where their body is fine. Happens all the time.
Oh, you mean they just get the consent from this person's families and stuff ってこと?
Yeah. Oh, there's also the...
That's another thing,
here's a weird thing. So, in 1996, William Charlotte and Richard Beringer of the University of Texas created 125 headless mice by knocking out a gene called LIM1 in developing embryos. So in the embryo, they disabled a particular gene called LIM1, and it caused the mouse to develop without a head.
Right. And they're born like that, ってこと?
With no head.
But they can't survive, obviously, right?
No, because they can't breathe.
Right.
But
that means we can
grow human bodies with no head on there.
Right, right.
Because, well, we don't know for sure, but these researchers speculate that that same gene exists in human beings as well. So LIM1 equivalent for human beings, if you disabled that gene, then you could grow a human body with no head on it. I mean, assuming you could create the environment in which that could happen.
しかもクローンの技術使ったら自分何頭部がない自分と同じその自分と同じではないけど自分のクローンも作れるってことだよね。まあ、
yeah,
そうそう成長するの待たなきゃいけないけど。
You can create a headless body using your own DNA.
Right.
And then when you're and let's say this becomes common in 100 years, and so when you're 25, they start growing your clone without a head on it.
Yeah.
And then when you're 50, they transplant your brain. into
right.
Or they transplant your head onto the 25-year-old headless body that they have in some
だからあれだよね、カズオイシグロの Never Let Me Go とかさ、あの The Island とか、スカーレット・ジョハンソンとかも、まあそういうコンセプトだよね。
Or The Prestige。
なんかさ、クローンもすごい面白くて、なんかこの間ちょうど NPR のラジオ聞いてたら、あのその牛かな、牛だっけ、なんかクローン牛で、なんかすごい可愛がってた牛が死んじゃって、クローン牛を作った、で全く同じ遺伝子を使って、でも何ていうの、見た目とかは全く同じだし、結構同じ仕草とかもするんだって。でもやっぱり別牛なんだよね、そりゃ性格も全然違うし。
So, this was a popular horse?
It was a cow.
Or a cow?
No, it was just loved by this family. And
it was just this family wanted to do this.
I think so. I don't really remember the details of the background, but それでなんか、で結局その最初にいた牛はすごく優しくて、なんか温厚だったらしいんだけど、もうそのクローンで作った牛の方はもうちょっとこう人に対して気性が荒いというか、それでちょうどそのラジオが取材している時に一人その牛にめちゃくちゃ襲われて、なんかすごいみんなが everyone's like panicking and like oh my god like so and so is attacked and like this woman is like crying and freaking out and it's like what and then
the
actual owner got like his testicles ripped off or something, like something really terrible happens. Yeah.
Wait, the owner had his testicles ripped off by the clone.
Yeah, the clone cow that he loves.
Imagine that headline.
Yeah, でなんかインタビュアーが、まあ、彼の病室に、まあ、しばらく経ってから行ってなんか Do you still love this cow? みたいななんか全然ね元の音は違うけど But he's still like, you know, yeah, I love him, you know, like he didn't mean to hurt me とかなんかまあすごいいい人なんだけど、うん、だから
Maybe the cow found out that he was a clone. He saw like pictures of the
Maybe.
It's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. What was that? The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he gets cloned? They clone Arnold Schwarzenegger and the clone doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the clone like goes to
I've seen it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sees like his family.
Yeah, yeah.
And that movie sucked. But it was really interesting.
そう、でもこのエピソード、そこの NPR のあの、まあ、エピソードというか普通にさ、取材してるんだけど、mm. すっごい面白かった。なんか、だから結局、ね、ペットとか子供とかさ、こう早く死んじゃったら同じのが欲しいって思うけど、mm. 結局違う個体としては違う生き物ですね、みたいな、なんか、conclusion かな。take away.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know that a lot of things are just environmentally influenced.
でもせめてだから自分の体だったらね、そのヘッドレスボディとかだったらまだなんかそんなにコンシェンスが痛まないというか。Do you know what I mean?
Is the headless body is not a person, right?
I don't want to think that.
It is a person?
No.
Okay. No. So the headless body is not a person. That really shows that life can just exist mindlessly. Life can just exist as organic flesh. Do you know what I mean? If you can have an organism that grows without a head, develops without a head, there's no brain, there's no mind, there's no soul, presumably.
まあだからそうあれだよね。ISP 細胞とかもそうじゃん。耳だけとかさ。何？皮膚だけとかで、まあ普通にでも。I don't know if you call it living, but it's functioning, right? Yeah. So, でもさなんか他人の体だとして it's like donor の家族とかはさなんか不思議な気持ちにならないかな like that's my husband's body with like a stranger's head on him, like
yeah.
Oh God,
that's my husband's penis.
Yeah, like I can't do it. That's crazy.
Well, you know, I'm surprised that cloning hasn't, it's not more relevant. Because they cloned Dolly or whatever.
Yeah.
The sheep. That was a long, when was, what year was that?
I don't know.
Like mid-2000s, early 2000s?
そう、だからその NPR のやつ聞いたとき、なんか、あ、クローンちょっと久しぶりに聞いたなと思った。なんかそういう倫理の話とかも含めてさ、あんまりね、語られてないから、今。でもそれ聞いたときやっぱ複雑だなと思ったすごいしかもなんか本当取材してるときにそんなことが起きるってすごくない It was really intense
They cloned a camel and the camel's pregnant
Okay
So the pregnant camel is going to give the pregnant camel clone is going to give birth to a camel that's not a clone
Right Yeah.
Yeah.
まあ、clone. Yeah. Well, you call it clone, but then it's real, right? So.
Well, twins are clones.
Right.
I mean,
kind of.
Not real. I mean, it's just a semantic thing. It's just a timing thing.
Yeah.
But twins that are genetically identical.
Yeah.
Might as well be a clone.
Right.
There's not really, like, if you cloned an embryo right then, and they grew up at the same time, that's like twins.
え、この頭部移植ってさ、やるとしたらどこの国でやるのかな？なんかこれ、approval とかどうなってんの？
I forget where this guy's from. Oh, he's
Who?
Italian.
Yeah, the doctor's Italian, and the patient is Russian.
Well. Maybe they'll go to the Ukraine.
Everything's happening in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah. そっか。すごい話だったね、最後。
うん。
はい。
I like clones.
Yeah, it's fascinating. お話は終わりですかね。
以上です。
文字起こしのテキストを Android と iPhone のアプリで購入できますので、うん、アプリは無料でダウンロードできるので、何言ってるか気になる人とか単語チェックしたい人は使ってみてください。
The transcript for last week's episode, had a bit of an issue, so that was delayed, but that should be released later today.
Okay.
And the transcript for today's episode should be on the usual schedule.
Okay. Nice.
Also, I've added a dictionary to the Android
어플이.
So you can look up words.
Oh, nice. あ、もうできてんの、so, それ。
うん、もうすぐ。
Oh, wow.
アップする。
Okay. すごい聞かれたもんね、Android ユーザーのみんなに、あの、辞書を使えるように。
Yeah, it doesn't work perfectly, but I think that's the best I can get it right now.、Mm. Android's kind of difficult with that.
Okay. 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 以上かな。
トレーナ
ー。あ、そう、Amazon で。あのバイリンガルニュース宇宙トレーナー売ってますのでぜひぜひ、引き続きツイッター、インスタグラム、フェイスブックやってるのでフォローお願いします。質問はツイッターでしてくれると答えやすいのでお願いします。
Yep.
終わり。
Yep, that's it.
Bye.
Bye.